Well, just up the street from the White House, there is a showdown going on today at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Two people claiming to be the acting director of the financial watchdog agency showed up for work. One was the White House budget director Mick Mulvaney, who was following President Trump's orders to step in. He came with a box of donuts. The other was Leandra English, who got the job from outgoing director Richard Cordray. Both tried to assert their power today, and the fight is heading to court. For more, we're joined by NPR's Uri Berliner. Uri, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what happened when the CFPB opened for business today? Do employees know which of these two bosses to report to?
No, they really don't. And it was a remarkable morning there. Mick Mulvaney arrived early, around 7:30. He was carrying a bag of donuts, as you said. And according to bystanders and the protesters who were outside in front, Leandra English got there even earlier. So they were both in place and, asserting their claim to be the acting director. Leandra English sent out an email to an all-staff email in which she said, "I want to take a moment to share my gratitude to all of you for your service. It's an honor to work with all of you. Best, Leandra English, signed acting director." So she staked her claim. And then Mick Mulvaney, according to Reuters, sent out a memo of his own in which he said, "Please disregard any instructions you receive from Ms. English in her presumed capacity as acting director. If you have additional communications from her today, please inform the general counsel." So the standoff is on, and it seems to be escalating.
And by the way, Mulvaney also signed his email acting director, so a little confusing for the staff.
Now, to
give people a little bit of background here, Leandra English became the acting director on Friday, but just before 9 p.m. on Friday, the White House issued a press release announcing the appointment of White House Budget Director Mulvaney, and English is now challenging that move in a D.C. district court. What's her argument?
Well, her argument is that she belongs in the position, and she's citing the rules set out in the Dodd-Frank financial regulations that was passed by Congress after the financial crisis. And they're citing language that says if the director of the bureau leaves the position, the next person in line will temporarily take over. And that's the basis of their claim that Leandra English should be in place rather than Mick Mulvaney.
And the White House is citing the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, saying that Trump can appoint whomever he wants to the position. But the CFPB's former director, Richard Cordray, said today on Morning Edition that that law isn't relevant here. Let's listen.
"I have resigned. I'm no longer available. And therefore, the vacancy should be controlled by the statute that governs this particular agency, not a general law that governs many other agencies."
So is the administration on solid legal ground here?
Well, it's really hard to say because this is an unprecedented situation. We're still dealing with a fairly new bureau. It's only around 6 years old, so there's really not much history here. The CFPB's own lawyer did issue a memo in which the lawyer said that the president seems to be on solid ground and that he was in his authority to appoint Mulvaney as acting director.
It seems like the bigger picture here is that many Democrats, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, who helped set up the CFPB, believe that Mulvaney is determined to destroy the agency. What do we know about what he wants to do with the CFPB?
Well, we know from his history that he's definitely not a fan of the CFPB, at least the CFPB under Richard Cordray. As a congressman from South Carolina, he voted against the CFPB, and he once called the CFPB a sick, sad joke. So he's definitely not a big supporter of what the CFPB has done.
And meanwhile, he's keeping his post in the White House. Is there a concern this could create a conflict of interest?
Well, one thing that is a concern, and that is certainly the case, is that Mick Mulvaney has another job, and it's a big job. As the budget director for President Trump, he's involved in things like the debt ceiling and this massive new tax bill that the Republicans are trying to pass. So the idea that he could take on the CFPB job as a side gig kind of tells you something about the fact that they probably are not thinking about doing any very aggressive enforcements, at least for now.
So Mulvaney reported to work today, but as this fight goes on, will the Bureau be able to get anything done?
Well, right now it's chaotic, and I would imagine it would be a really difficult workplace to get anything done, especially if you're staff. You really don't even know who you work for. Now, this case is in court, so that could be decided soon. But the other thing that may happen is that, there is no dispute that that President Trump has the authority to nominate a permanent director. So we'll see if that happens, if that's accelerated now. And, you know, he needs to muster the support of the Senate to pass that. Now, the CFPB is actually pretty popular across the board among Democrats and even Republicans. I'm talking about voters, not politicians. So he may need to put forth someone who is a little more moderate about the CFPB than Mick Mulvaney.
That's NPR senior editor Uri Berliner. Uri, thank you.
You're welcome.